The comments within the following podcast are those of any show hosts and not representative of any company in which the show hosts may represent. All right, welcome to podcast number 9. This is White Cane Travel, and I'm Jared Reimer. And on this podcast, we've got a couple of items for you. The first one is going to be our thoughts on a PowerPoint presentation that I was given by somebody on driving safe. And since the theme this podcast is going to be safety, I have been working on an app presentation, which I learned about, and I tested, which prompted an email, which then they listened to the review, and they approved it. This one, sadly, is just part of Los Angeles, so you'll want to check with your transit agency, because you can communicate with the police about things you see whilst being on transit to keep transit safe. So driving safe and being on transit safe. Everything safety related for this podcast. And you may go ahead and check out our website at whitecanetravel.com, where we have other podcasts and more, and links to the PowerPoint presentation we used, and a link to the app will be made available for you through the website. I will link directly to their website, and you can find information there and the app there and everything else. And our contact information is going to be at the end of the program. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and get started with our podcast with Driving Safe here on White Cane Travel. All right. Is this thing on?
I don't know, is it?
I'm not hearing. Like, usually I hear some sort of feedback. That's why I was, like, wondering if it was on.
I don't know.
I think I hear my nose. That's probably not such a good idea, but that's some sort of feedback in my ears. Is that a good feedback in my ears when I can hear my nose if I'm breathing?
At least you know you're breathing.
I know, right? So welcome to So now that you guys had your introductory laugh, welcome to podcast number 9 of White Cane Travel.
Happy New Year, everyone. We haven't done a podcast since podcast 8.
In December. And we've been asked for a podcast. We actually have been asked for one, and we were supposed to do a New Year's one, but, well, that sort of fell apart real quick. And so the recording date is January 18th. It's late evening. We were supposed to get started an hour ago, but I've been stuck on a call. And this call was kind of interesting, Guy. I was testing out an app called Metro Watch Los Angeles. And while they don't want tests to be done you know, on a regular basis. I did it because I was a new user. You know, I figured one test wasn't going to hurt. But in the process, I think I found a bug.
I was going to say, go ahead and smack that thing.
I don't want to really go into what our discussion was because they said don't put it on the podcast, which I won't. But I think if we have enough time after our discussion, I want to play the 42-minute piece with the understanding that my goal was to only test it, see how accessible it was, and sort of file a report with Metro and all of that. I think I rolled a few heads with today's testing, but I think I found, like I said, a bug in something that was supposed to be sent. For the most part, it works. It works quite well. I take you through the app. I submit a test as an anonymous user and a test as putting in my information. I talk about what happened. I didn't demo it and talked about how they will send back an email and a text saying, you know, this isn't for that purpose, which is fair enough. But my intent was to make sure that everything looked okay. So if I needed to use it, I can. And so if we have time, I'd like to demo that as part of Podcast 9. But speaking of safe being safe, which is what this app is trying to get at, reporting suspicious activity. We have something of interest, Guy, don't we?
We do.
And we're going to take a break from cane travel and everything else, and we're going to focus on driving. And a presentation that I was offered to look at, our presentation is going to be linked to in the show notes. It's a PowerPoint presentation made in PowerPoint 2010. But anybody, you know, running earlier PowerPoints will be able to run it. If it recognizes it's an older one, it'll ask you to download something to view it. Just go ahead and download it. It'll be from Microsoft. It'll be safe. And it'll allow you to view this.
Hold on a second, Guy. Go ahead and press pause. I switched something, but...
Okay.
All
right. We are going to pause for the moment and come right back when it's feasible, and I'll talk about what is sort of in this presentation. So, Guy, I don't know if we've covered driving, have we? I mean, we have a little bit, but have we gone...
Usually we've covered it on a very basic level as far as, you know, what we as blind folks need to be aware of and just a little bit about what drivers need to do. Oh, God. Oh, what drivers need to do. It is late evening, so I'm hoping we can kind of get this done. But
if not, we'll try again another day. It's all right.
Yeah.
Just let me know.
Yeah, so, you know, we've talked a little bit about this from the perspective of, you know, blind folks and the attentiveness that drivers should use with blind folks, but we never really covered it on a significant level, I don't think.
All right. Now, this PowerPoint was given to me by somebody who did it for a workshop and actually started to do a presentation in front of us, but sadly I had to go catch a bus. I didn't ask if I could tape it ahead of time, and they said, yes, you could use it. I know there's pictures in it, and they sort of started to describe it, but we're going to go on the text of this, and for those who are sighted, you can download a copy of this PowerPoint and provide us some more details that would better help us. I asked them to do that, but they haven't done that yet. So we're just going to go on what we have. And I think it's all common sense stuff, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, the first deals with statistics, and it shows a pie chart, and what was said about this was, what was it, 99% or 90% of accidents were, you know, like the fault of the driver.
Mm-hmm.
I believe is what she said as part of her presentation. And 99, you know, what was it, 99 deaths an hour? I mean, it was, you know, statistics that just blew my mind. Was it like 99 deaths an hour and 250 a day and 250 injured?
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, stats that just blew my mind. I knew this was going to be the hardest slide because all it says is statistics, and I sort of went off of memory. So hopefully I got this correct, and somebody can feel free to correct us and actually give us the corrected numbers, and I'll make sure to correct it. So that's the second slide. The first one, of course, is an introductory slide. The third one is an agenda. We can skip that, right?
I suppose. I don't have this in front of me, so.
Well, it basically covers
the show with this presentation, bud.
Well, it covers what it's going to be covered. So I'll skip it. Slide number four. What can cause an accident? Driving while while intoxicated or under the influence. Unsafe drivers, pedestrians, weather, and objects on the road, as well as poor vehicle maintenance, as well as distractions. There is a photo, and it looked like it was taken at night. From what was described to me of it, you know, they're doing something that could be unsafe. And you know, like you know, putting makeup on, or even, you know, sending a text, even though you're at a red light.
Yeah.
They were saying, as part of the presentation, until I had to leave, don't even bother texting, even if you're at a red light. The light can change, and you're looking at your phone.
You know, if you are a driver and you are listening to this podcast, if you absolutely must text for a valid reason, i.e. something related to work or something related to your kids or whatever, do yourself and everybody else a favor, pull off to the side of the road and send your text. Yeah, you'll have to merge back onto the road again. It would suck. Yeah, I get that. But pull off to the side of the road and just stop, send your text. Other cars will go ahead and go past while you're doing what you got to do. You're off the road. You're not in traffic. You know, do what you got to do. You know, but don't text and drive. It's too risky for you. It's too risky for other drivers around you. It's too risky for pedestrians, etc. It's just too risky. Don't do it. Otherwise, other texts, you know, wait till you get to your destination and then text. I mean, there's a client that I have. She calls me, and usually she's on her Bluetooth and hands-free. However, I still think this kind of thing can be distracting, even though you are dealing with a hands-free thing. So I usually tell her, look, if you want to talk to me, pull off. Or call me when you get where you got to go. You know, I usually don't want her to get into an accident because she's distracted with calling me for whatever purposes while she's on the road.
Yeah. Now, with us, it's a little different because we're not driving.
Yeah.
We can get on a bus. You know, I was talking to somebody, and the driver, even though I was near the back because there wasn't a seat in the front, the driver stopped at one stop and sort of said, look, you know, tone it down a little. And I was like, oh, didn't know I was that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I understand. Completely understand. But then we had Newspaper Boy.
Which we talked about way back in the first couple of podcasts.
And that was interesting.
It was.
My distraction couldn't compare to what Newspaper Boy was doing.
Mm-hmm. I'll agree with that.
Sure, I was a little loud, but you know that could be said about a lot of people on these buses.
Right, yeah. It could. All right, what else do we have here?
Let's see. Environmental factors. Weather, rainy, sunny, foggy, and there's a photo. It wasn't described to me, but you know, there are different types of factors in driving in different types of conditions. You know, those of you in other parts of the country, you got to deal with the snow, the ice. You know, it wasn't brought up here because we don't deal with snow in some parts of California as much as others. But, you know, all of these different types of hazards. You know, I deal with the sun in my eyes. So.
Yeah, but you also don't have to drive, but other people do.
True. But it still causes me sometimes to second guess where I am sometimes because it just glares. So I can see that too.
Yeah.
Vehicle maintenance, oil, brakes, engine lights, tires, and annual vehicle inspection. Driver's trip self-inspection. There's a photo. I assume that, you know, keeping your vehicle in as top shape as you can have it is going to help you. So if there is something in the middle of the street, you can stop. You know, you don't want to be low on oil because it'll burn up your engines.
Yep.
you know, these types of basic maintenance things that all of you should be doing. I wish I could have just taped the presentation. It would have been a lot better, but I'm going off of what I have.
Absolutely.
Especially, you know, I think this would be a bigger deal with trucks. Especially
buses.
Trucks, buses, vans.
Mm-hmm. I'll agree with that. Big time. You know, so those of you with vehicles, do your best to keep your vehicle in good condition. I had to stifle a yawn there. You know, so do your best to keep it in good condition if you can.
Distractions. Visual, manual, cognitive, and there's a photo. I'm not really sure what manual distractions would be. It makes sense, cognitive and visual. But manual, I'm not too sure what that is supposed to mean. I guess what we could say is, you know, pull yourself over. If, you know, you got two people in the back seat, you know, wanting to get into it, pull the car over and deal with it.
Yeah, there's that, you know, and of course, you know, if, I mean, because no matter what, if you got people in your car, or even if you don't, and it's just you, still, be mindful of the fact that when you're on the road, you're not the only one, you know, and even if you are, you never know when somebody else will come onto the road, you never know, so it's always good to be vigilant, you know, be on top of it.
You know, make sure your eyes are on the road. You know,
absolutely.
Not on your phones, your radios, your CD players.
Yep.
And no drinking.
Yeah, no drinking. Definitely not. What we mean by drinking, especially alcohol. Particularly alcohol. Do not drink and drive, please. We would prefer not to have accidents as a result of that.
There was a metro operator who was killed while he was driving his van late one night. I saw the report, but it didn't really say a whole lot. Apparently a drunk driver swiped him and killed him. Of course, that's a sad thing. And you know, he was probably going home for the night, and he's home for good now. Not funny, but...
in the worst way.
Yeah, not funny, but, you know.
Yeah.
He's permanently home, if you will. Because somebody wasn't paying attention, or couldn't pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what this other distractions slide is. It's another photo. But, you know, we can talk about doing stuff. You know, women with makeup and other odds and ends that they like to do in the mirror while they're driving?
Mm-hmm. I know what you refer to. I agree.
Personal experiences. Accidents, honesty, lessons learned. What to do in case of an accident. Learning opportunities for clients. It's a photo. I guess we can take this, you know, instead of, you know, clients, we can take it, you know, it's step forward for passengers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they talked about, you know, I could imagine them talking about what, you know, what they've done in that type of scenario. So, accidents, I wouldn't leave the scene. I would stay there, make sure that everybody got treated. Honesty, be honest about it. You know, don't say, oh, I didn't do it. I'm just hanging around because I know I have to. You know, that type of thing.
Right, yeah.
Lessons learned. If you knew what caused the accident, try and not doing the same thing a second time. We, you know, what to do in case of an accident. You know, I covered that. I think, you know, staying at the scene, and if people need medical help, that you call and get that medical help there. It shows that, you know, even if the police show up, it shows that, you know, it was an accident. You didn't mean harm. You're caring after everybody.
Yeah.
You know, learning opportunities for clients. Well, maybe we'll change this to passengers. Well, you got passengers in the car. You know, they saw what you did. They better learn not to do what you just did.
or if you did the right thing, they better learn from that as well.
So that's what I could take from this
particular
slide. Useful tips, and we'll this is more of a text-based thing, so we'll go slowly. No texting. I think that should be a law, actually. It is a law.
Many states have it on the books as a law. Do not text and drive.
Use a penny to check your tires. I'm not exactly sure how that would be useful unless the penny goes somewhere and it, you know, you can see something. I'm not exactly sure what that's supposed to mean. Keep a watchful eye. Look out for your blind spots, especially when making right-hand turn cars. I've seen too many cars start to make a right, and I'm standing there, you know, trying to determine what's going on with them. And they start to turn, and I don't think they're going anywhere. And the both of us go at the same time, and one has to put on the brakes. Guy, you know what I'm talking about over at my corner.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Use your signal lights. I can't stress it enough. I don't think I hear turn signals anymore.
I still hear them here a lot, but there are some people that don't use them. But they are there for a reason, folks, so use them.
Keep a safe distance, especially in the rain. I told you about the time me trying to cross the street in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to cross, and it was my turn to go. The car was in the middle of the intersection. It was dark.
I remember.
Keep your music at a reasonable volume. I think this is very important. You know, usually at lights nowadays, I'll actually take, if I'm not on a call, even if I am, I'll move my headset off my head, and I'll be paying attention.
You know, this means, folks, that I should not hear the bass of your car system well in advance of you coming.
I'm laughing, but it's so goddamn true.
I mean, think about it. I've heard vehicles way off in the distance, but the only reason I knew there was one coming this way is because I start hearing this booming bass as it gets louder and louder. I'm like, oh, God. There's no reason to do that, folks. There really isn't.
You want to do that, you can do that at home.
Right, exactly.
It's bad enough with the fact I can hear a siren a half a mile. Oh, that was, yeah, half a mile away. And, like, these things were coming out of nowhere. And I got on the bus, and I heard this thing, and I'm like, where is it coming from? And what the hell is going on?
Yep.
And we have to deal with that. I mean, they're... I don't think you all even realize how bad it is when we hear those things half a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have a choice. Wear your seatbelt.
That is a law. It'll protect you and have your passengers do the same thing. It'll protect them.
I wish the MTA buses had seatbelts.
would be the smart thing to do.
Don't drink and drive. We covered that. In fact, if you're going to drink, just pull the hell over and take a sip. It's not worth it.
Well, if it's alcohol, don't do it. You can get busted for open intoxicants in your car, so don't drink and drive. If you got a bottle of water or something like that, okay, you know, feel free to take a sip when you're at a stoplight or when you're pulling over, but make sure you're aware of what's going on around you. That doesn't mean sit there and chug a lug for 30 seconds. It means take a nice quick sip, moisten your mouth, and call it good.
Car maintenance.
We talked about that.
Take a minute to diffuse when angry.
The road rage. You know, these days you hear so much about road rage.
I think it's going to get worse in the coming years.
It's been getting worse for years on end anyway. But yeah it's going to get worse. It will.
Avoid driving when tired.
Oh, you mean like avoid podcasting when tired? Oh, yeah.
I think, well, unless you're going to close your eyes while you're in the middle of the street because you just can't keep them open anymore.
Yeah, even then, you know, find a parking lot or something. If you need to pull over and doze, find a parking lot you can pull into and just kind of allow yourself that opportunity to doze.
A review traffic laws. You know, the laws are changing all the time. So very important to make sure you're caught up.
Yep.
I think this can be taken, but it says don't leave clients in the car. I wouldn't leave anybody in the car unattended. Especially the stories we've been hearing the past year. Whoops,
particularly
did I
don't
leave
children.
My kid in the car?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? The chances of me staying awake much longer are slim, so you know what?
And the last slide is drive safely. The last slide is drive safely, and that really is...
Speaks for itself.
There's a photo on it. It shows how, to drive safely. I know this podcast wasn't really long, but, you know, we could talk about various aspects without knowing what the photos were about.
You know, and it's not about having a long podcast. It's about, you know, if a podcast happens to be long, okay, but great, whatever, but it's not about that. It's about having something you can get a refresher on, maybe learn something about. It's not about having a long podcast.
And, yeah.
You know, there are times we may not. So, yeah.
So, Guy, do you think I should put this app demo on since we're talking about safety?
I think it would be a good idea, absolutely.
And like I said, it's a rough, you know, demo. I'm going to wait until I get the clearance, hopefully tomorrow. So it's not ready yet, but when it's ready, it'll be released here on this podcast as well as Tech 236, but you'll get it first.
Right here on WCT.
And so, you know, we're gonna make sure that everybody can stay as safe as possible. And on podcast 10, I don't know what we're going to do on 10 yet. I think we had a few ideas, but now I got to figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah, I don't know either.
The way of crossing the street. I don't remember now. We'll think of stuff. If you have ideas, let us know. But in the meantime, here comes that app review of LA Transit Watch. You all have a good one, and do stay safe.
Absolutely. Take care, drive safe, and we'll see you all next podcast.
All right, folks. I want to give a little bit of background before I do this app demo, and this is going to be a cold app demo. I have not used this app, and so I'm curious to see how accessible it is, and I'll be filing an accessibility report with Metro when I finally do this. And I picked January 18th to do the recording because I have the day off. And I've been able to do some podcast recording. The app is called Transit Watch LA. You should check with your transit agency to see if there is a similar program in your neighborhood so that you can take advantage of it. The goal of the app is to report anything suspicious that might be going on. If something doesn't seem right, then you can report it to, in this case, LA Metro, and it will be dispatched, and hopefully you can get some answers. If somebody can get out there and help you out, great. You know, if they can get into the, you know, the cameras of the bus and say, you know, nothing's going on, fine. But their motto in LA Metro is see something, say something. I'm using an iPhone 5S, and what I'm going to do so that you can better hear, I'm going to plug in a pair of speakers. I forget which kinds of speakers these are. But I found in broadcasting, when I've had to put somebody on the air over the phone, that it does relatively well. So I'm going to plug in those speakers now. And this way, if I do end up moving around a little bit,
12:24.
As you can hear, it's plugged in. It's telling me what time it is. And so that should be a little bit clearer, and I don't have to hold the phone in such a way where I'm having a hard time using it. So I already downloaded the app. It's in the App Store. You search Transit Watch, and you'll find your transit app and other transit related stuff, and you are looking for Transit Watch LA.
12:25. Messages. Text field.
So I'm going to close my messages app because I was messaging.
Message. Closing messages.
Somebody.
Home.
Messages. And.
21 unread messages. Double tap to open.
I'm not going to worry about my messages. And if something comes in, I'm going to pause long enough for it to announce so that it can be edited out. So hopefully I'll be able to edit all of the various notifications. So, I'm going to go to page 2.
Page 2 of 2. Extras folder.
And it is the
double tap to open.
The first item on the last row.
Transit Watch Law.
It says Transit Watch Law. So let's see what we're getting into.
Transit Watch Law would like to send you notifications. Notifications may include alerts, sounds, and icon badges. These can be configured in settings.
All right. I don't know what alerts we'll get, but I think it's a good idea if the app allows notifications to do so, because it might be something useful.
Don't allow. Okay. Button. Okay. Transit watch law. Call Metro Sheriffs. Button.
All right. So, the first button I landed on is call Metro Sheriffs. Now, I don't want to call the Metro Sheriff yet. I don't feel I need to. But let's start at the top of the screen. There's nothing at the top.
Call Metro Sheriffs. Button.
But you swipe this. Call Metro Sheriffs.
Submit incident. Button.
Submit incident.
Selected. Report it. Tab. 1 of 5.
And there's tabs on the bottom.
Submit incident. Button.
Okay, so the buttons are in the middle of the screen. I'm trying to get a screen layout visually.
Call Metro Sheriffs. Button.
And call Metro Sheriffs are in the middle too. So there's 5 tabs too.
Alerts. Tab. Selected. Reported.
There's
tab.
Reported.
1 of alerts. Tab.
Two alerts.
TWLA. Web. Tab.
TWLA. I'm not sure what that is. We'll look at that.
Videos. Tab.
Videos.
5. More. Tab.
And
5
more.
Five.
So.
Selected. Reported. Selected. Reported. Tab. 1 of 5.
The first one is reported. So let's see.
Call Metro Sheriffs. Call Metro Sheriffs. 888-950-7233.
Okay, so it's going to ask if I would like to call this 888-950-SAFE phone number.
Cancel. Button.
And I will cancel it because I don't want
cancel.
To call.
Transit.
And
watch.
Let's see
submit incident.
What button. Submit incident is.
Quit. Button.
There's quit.
Submit. Button.
And submit.
What? Heading. Take photos. 0 photos.
This allows you to take a photo.
Type of incident. Incident description. Type of incident.
So type
back button.
Of incident.
ADA assistance needed. Back button.
And there's different types of
ADA
things
needed.
Here. ADA assistance needed.
Vital disturbance. Elevator slash escalator problems.
Oh, this is where I can do elevator escalator. Perfect. All right. I might end up needing to use this.
Indecent exposure. Persons in need. Property crimes. Graffiti. Property crime. Theft. Sexual assault. Physical. Sexual harassment. Not physical. Suspicious activity. Suspicious activity. Vehicle. Unattended bag. Vending. Other.
All right, so for the purposes of this test, I'm going to say other, because I want to test and see what this is like. So I'm going to put other.
Quit. Take photos. 0 photos.
And we can take photos if we feel we need to.
Type of incident. Other. Incident description. Back button.
Incident description.
Audio note. Audio note. Text note.
You can select text note or audio. I'll select text.
Text field. Text field is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start. Next keyboard.
And
image.
Let's see if I can use my Braille keyboard Braille. Here to say.
Capital.
I.
Colon. Colon.
Oops.
Delete. Capital. Cap. I.
Would.
W. D. Would. L. Like. X. T. E. Slash. To test. Let. Space. Delete. Delete test.
No, I don't want to delete test, but I'll type it again.
T. E. Slash. Test. T. A. This. A. P. M. Area. Delete, delete, M, P, here, F, capital, T, this, F, C, F, delete, C, F, I, F, is, M, Y, my, F, slash, first, T, time, S, A, U, delete, sound, U, F, wow, you found,
no,
U, found, hyphen, F, delete, delete, hyphen,
I'm having trouble at the moment,
U, S, in, using, T, A, this, A, F, M, delete, delete, L, P, P, here, app.
Okay, so,
I would like to test this app. This is my first time using this app. 69 characters, 15 words. I would like to test this app. This is my first time using this app.
Alright, so it just back translated, so I know that I could use this app. Let's.
Next. Button. Next. Submit.
See type what else?
Incident. Other. Incident description. Text note. Description text. I would like to test this app. This is my first time using this app. When. Heading. Incident date. When. Heading. When? Heading. Incident date.
All right, so let's see what incident date gives us.
Back button today. Picker item. Adjustable.
So today?
12 o'clock. Select 31 minutes. Selected. Picker item.
So
adjustable. Next button.
Incident we'll date, fill that in.
To incident date
1-18-2016. 12:31. That's today and the current time.
Where? Heading. Incident location.
Incident location. I don't want to fill that in because right now it's not important, but let's see what my options are.
At Union Station.
At Union Station?
On a bus.
On a bus.
On or near a rail line.
On or near a rail line.
On or near a transitway.
On or near a transitway.
On or near a metro link.
A metro link.
Describe location.
Describe location.
Quit. Where? Heading. Incident location. Describe location.
Oh, I thought it was a... Alright.
Description. Text field. Double tap to edit. Incident location. Describe location. Incident location. Back button. Incident location. Heading. At Union Station.
So, let's see what happens if I select something else. At Union Station?
Heading. Describe location. Incident location. At Union Station.
Okay. So.
Back button. Describe location. On or near Metro Link. On or near. On or near. On at Union. Incident location. Heading. Back button. Back button. Incident location. Let's... Describe location. Incident location. Description. Incident location. Describe location. Description. Text field. Reported by. Heading. Reporter info. Reporter info.
Let's see what reporter info is.
Back button. Name.
Okay, so I can put name.
Email.
Email.
Phone number.
Phone number.
Of your request by email slash text. Of your request by email slash text. Phone number. Of your request by email slash text. Of your request by email slash text. Switch button. Off. Of your text field. Phone number. Text. Of your request by email slash text. Of your request by email slash text. Switch button.
All right, so I don't want to fill this back in. Button.
Reporter info. Reported by. Heading. Description. Selected. Description. Text field. Double tap. Text field.
I'll just put just testing.
Next keyboard. Emoji. And Braille. Braille.
Just.
Capital. Just.
Testing.
T-E-slap. Testing.
Now, if I was using this in the field, I would make sure that this was legitimate. But they said I could test it out. They don't mind. Ooh, it just crashed.
Transit watch log.
All right, that's not
transit watch log.
Good.
Metro submit incident button. Submit incident. Take photos. Zero photos. Type of incident. Incident description. Type of incident.
Let's try again.
Suspicious activity. Vendic. Other. Other. Quit. Type of incident. Incident description. Back button. Audio note. Text note. Real. Next keyboard. Button. Capital. I. Cap. A. M. N. O. N. K. Y. Delete. Delete. K. Z. Delete. Delete. K. K. Delete. K. L. Y. Only. T. E. A. Ink. Delete. A. Delete. A. Delete. A. Delete. E. E. Slash. Ink. Here. Testing. Capital. W. A. N. T. 1. X. F. E. E. To see. W. A. T. What? A. A. P. P. On. S. Here. It happens.
I'll just write I.
I. Cap. A. M. N. N. Delete. A. T. F. O. N. E. Home. R. Right. N. Wow. Here it now.
All right. So.
89% battery power. Next. Button. Next.
Let's
incident
see.
Description. Text note. Type of incident. Other. Take photos. Zero photos. Incident date.
I could put the incident date. I'm going to choose not to put an incident date right now. I just want to see what happens.
Where? Heading.
We already figured out where.
Incident location.
The location.
Reported by. Heading. Reporter info.
The reporter,
reporter
info. And that's really all there is. Let's
submit. Button.
Submit.
Report submitted.
Report submitted.
Thank you for submitting this report. Your report is being uploaded in the background. Report submitted. Your incident report has been submitted to the Metro Sheriff's Dispatch Center representative. Your incident number is 160-2345. Thank you for reporting this incident.
All right.
Okay. Button. Okay. Report submitted. Thank you for submitting this report. Your report is being uploaded in the background. Okay. Okay. Call Metro Sheriff's. Button.
All right. So, as a test, we have noted that, I just want to test it. I'm not in the position now to call them anyway. I don't feel I need to. But my phone would be made available. I could give out my name, contact number, email, and then have them email or text me. Let's see what types of alerts we have.
Alerts. Tab. Selected. Alerts. Tab. Alerts. TWLA News. TWLA News.
We have TWLA News. I don't know what this is.
Metro elevators at Metro LA alerts at Metro alerts.
Metro LA alerts. I get those via Twitter.
Metro elevators at Metro elevator.
Or Metro LA elevator.
Metro service advisories.
And I see they have Metro service advisories here. So I can check service advisories to see right here. Let's see what advisories are out.
Selected. Open in web browser. http://www.metro.net/service/advisories.
All right, so it's asking if I want to open on the web.
Cancel.
For the purposes of demoing, I'm going to cancel that.
Selected.
For now.
Metro service advisories.
But that's kind of...
TWLA News. TWLA
Let's see
News.
What TWLA News
open
is.
Do you want to open this feed with Twitter? Cancel. Okay.
Let's
okay.
open
Transit
it.
Transit Watch Alarm wants to open Twitter.
Let's allow it to open Twitter.
Open. Cancel. Open. Button. Open. Twitter.
And I just want to see what's here.
TWLA News. LA Metro holding news conference at 1 p.m. today about all the new safety and security features they are unveiling today. Pick Twitter.TWLA News. There are no Transit Watch LA alerts at this time. Remember, if you see something, say something and use the free Transit Watch app. September 11, 2014.
All right. Well, this is a little out of date, but interesting.
TWLA News.
Hopefully, they'll pick it up. Right now, I'll close that.
Extras folder.
Now, let's see what else is here.
TWLA Web tab.
TWLA Web.
TWLA Web tab. Home link. Awareness training. See something. Link. Say something. Link. TW app. Link. DH Slago. The Department of Homeland Security has initiated a nationwide campaign called.
All right, let's see what this says.
The Department of Homeland Security has initiated a nationwide campaign called See Something, Say Something trademark signed to raise the awareness of the traveling public to terrorist activities and to encourage the public to tell local law enforcement officials about the activity they may have seen. Katie pointing to a shadowed image. The Los Angeles County Metropolitan Transportation Authority, Metro, has launched this website for the public that utilizes the Metro system. This website is populated with information from DHS and the local Joint Regional Intelligence Center, JRIC, about what to look for and how to report any information that is possibly terrorist related to the Metro Sheriff deputies that patrol the Metro system. Besides informing on what to look for and who to contact, Metro will also provide current updates to news and information about recent terrorist activities or other criminal activities that could affect the transportation public. Read through the See Something and Say Something topics and take the awareness training course to test your knowledge about how to stay safe on the Metro buses and trains. Mobile version, vertical line, standard version.
All right, stop. All right, so basic information, we could do all of this. Let's see what else is here.
Videos. Tab.
Videos. Let's see.
See something. Say sexual harassment off limits.
Sexual harassment off limits.
See something. Say something.
See something. Say something. Surveillance.
Gathering information. Surveillance.
Let's say I want to check out surveillance. Double tap.
Selected. Surveillance. Someone looking around to watch the movements of people or security and taking notes about what they see. Play video.
Let's play the video.
Selected. Open video in web browser. Click OK to watch this video on Vimeo. Cancel. OK. Button. Safari. Safari. Address.
I don't want to play all of it, but...
Search. Text field. Banner.
Let's
landmark.
See.
Shows pop-up. Testing security. Testing security. Link. See something. See something. Link. Image. Gathering information. Counting gathering information. Counting. Link. Image.
All right, let's pick gathering one. Let's pick that one.
Search. Text field. Back. Play. Button. Pause. Audio. Double tap to toggle controls.
I'll play a little bit of it. I think this might be in it. Oh, it just stopped.
Audio.
Oh, there it
goes. Double tap to toggle controls. Done. Button. 0. 19. Current position. 100%. Adjustable. 0.
Alright, so it seemed as though people could have walked around and...
Button.
And
done.
Alright, so that's
search.
Okay.
Text. Pages. Button.
Let's close pages. That.
Element. Close tab. Favorites. Address.
And I search will close...
Internet. Transit. Safari. Active.
Safari?
Safari. Transit. Watch along.
Go back to transit.
Transit. Someone looking around to watch the movements of people or security and taking notes about what they see. Selected. Play video. Gathering information. Testing security. Acquiring finances.
All right, so what's more here?
More. Tap my reports. Button.
My reports?
Cap M. Uploads. Button.
Uploads.
Maps. Button.
Maps.
Support. Button.
Support.
Tips. Button.
Tips.
Chat. Button.
And chat.
My reports.
Let's see what my reports are.
Back button. YR 1 6 0 2 3 4 5. Open.
All right, so
selected.
Let's double tap on that.
1 6 0.
And see.
Incident description.
What it does.
Take photos. 0. Description text. I am only touching when. Heading. Incident day. Where. Incident. Reported by. Reporter info. Reporter info.
All right, it's just a.
What. Heading. Rows 1 to 7 of 7. What. Heading. Take photos. 0 photos. End. Quit. Button. Quit.
All right, so it seems as though it has, you know, my report in there.
Selected. YR. More. Back button.
Let's go back.
My reports. More. My uploads. Button. More. Back button. Metro TWLA. Your 16-02345. Submitted 1/18/16/12/36. Actions. Quit. Take photo. Type of incident. Other. Incident description. Text note. Dim. Incident description. Text note. Description text. I am only testing. Want. Quit. Button. Quit.
All right.
More. Back button. My reports. Support. Button. Maps. Button.
What are these maps?
More. Back button. Go Metro. Metrolink. Under construction.
Go Metro. Metrolink.
Go Metro. Maps. Heading.
And under construction. All right.
Back button.
I don't Maps. Think I'll need those.
Chat. Button. Tips. Button.
Tips.
Transit Watch LA website. TW. Meet our new LA Metro Transit Watch app. It's free and easy to use.
And it is. This is very easy to use. Very accessible.
Available for iPhone and Android. The LA Metro Transit Watch app is an extension of Metro. The LA Metro Transit Watch app is an extension of Metro's Transit Watch LA website. www.transitwatchla.org. The app is a quick, easy and anonymous way for LA Metro Transit riders to communicate directly to Metro sheriffs about suspicious activity or quality of ride problems at a Metro station or while riding a bus or rail line. LA Metro Transit Watch app users have the option of directly calling Metro sheriffs or instantly sending them a photo or an incident message. Mobile app iPhone report at 01. Image. HTC Rail Lines. Image. App Store. Link. Image. Google Store. Link. Image. Features in the LA Metro Transit Watch app. Version 1 TWLA. Access the Transit Watch LA website. Computer standard or mobile version to view the website's anti-terrorism awareness training and videos. Transit news and alerts. An awareness quiz in the kids' corner with puzzles and games. Report it. Communicate directly to Metro sheriffs about suspicious activity or quality of ride problems by calling, taking a photo, or sending an instant message. Alerts. View TWLA news tweets. Metro LA alerts tweets. Metro LA elevator tweets. Metro service advisories. 8 signs of terrorism. View a brief version of the website's anti-terrorism awareness training videos as developed by the Department of Homeland Security. My reports. Under the More tab. View updates on a reported incident if it was not reported anonymously. Maps. Under the More tab. View Metro Rail. Rail construction and Metrolink transit maps. Available for iPhone and Android. The LA Metro Transit Watch app is compatible with iPhone 3GS, iPhone 4, iPhone 4S, iPhone 5, iPad 2 Wi-Fi Plus 3G, iPad 2 Wi-Fi Plus 4G, iPad Wi-Fi Plus Cellular, 4th generation, iPad Mini Wi-Fi Plus Cellular, and Android OS. The app is optimized for iPhone 5, requires iOS 5 or later. Separator.
Alright, so we sort of gathered that. Let's
airplane mode on. More. Back
button. Go back.
Tips. Chat. Button.
More. And what is back chat?
Button. More. Back button. Chat. Refresh. Button. Text field. Send. Dim. Button. Text field. Double tap to edit.
I don't know who we're chatting with, though.
More. Back button.
Alright.
Chat. Chat. Button. Report it. Tab. Alerts. Tab. Selected. Alerts. Heading. TWLA News at TWLA. Alerts. Heading. 87% battery power. Report it. Selected. Report it. Submit incident. Button.
Alright, that's pretty much all the app. We have gone through the whole app, and it's pretty accessible. I just wrote a test thing. Maybe I'll have my phone on, take it off of airplane mode when I'm done here and see if they respond. I don't exactly know how this works. And I know I'm probably going to get text messages and so forth when I put my phone online. So I will end the
app switcher. Closing transit watch log.
Program
home messages
here.
Red messages.
And if I see something, I will come back. So that is what I think I'm going to do. So for the moment, I will go. So I have unplugged my phone from my speakers and turned off airplane mode and got two text messages. Looks like spam. But that's what you get with email to text. But I don't have any alerts.
Monday, January 18th, 1251.
So I don't exactly understand
transit watch log. Double tap to roll.
How this
watch log. Call metro sharing button.
Works.
Alerts. Tab. 2 of 5. TWLA. Web. Tab. Videos. Tab. More. Tab. Selected. Reported. Tab. 1 of 5. More. Tab. Selected. Uploads.
I don't know if they respond. I don't quite understand that aspect of the app. They said that your response times vary. And so I'm going to wait patiently. I'm not going to send any more reports. I don't want to be, you know, accusatory of sending false reports. I wrote that I was testing it out. You know, I let them know where I was. Should I notice something, I will definitely report it. But I don't.
Loading, tap to cancel.
Alright, so it says loading, tap to cancel. And that's what it was doing before.
Take photos, 0 photos. Type of incident. Incident description. Description text. I am only testing. Want to see what happens. I am at home right now. When? Heading. Incident date. Where? Heading. Incident location. Reported by. Heading. Reporter info. Reporter info. Reporter info.
But I don't see anything about updates.
In progress.
You know, what happens in updates?
Why? Tap off. Words. Speech. Contain settings. Heading not found characters.
Alright, so the rotor doesn't really help us here.
Back button. Heading. My reports. But uploads. Maps. But support. Tips. Chat. But.
So, I really don't have anything else to say. It looks pretty straightforward. I just don't know what the response time or any of that is. I would have thought I would have gotten something by now. Maybe I didn't because I didn't fill in the info. But I'm not concerned about that. I can be all right with that. But if there was a true incident, I would, you know, put my name in there. And I guess, from what I understand, the app will hold on to it. So if I'm underground and I notice the escalator has a barricade, and I can take a picture, and let's say I get to Union Station some 45 minutes later and decide to, you know, upload it, I can I can do that and say I don't know what's going on. And it this seems to be unattended. So, I could see some benefits. And, it is fully accessible. I'm happy to see that. But I really don't have anything else to say about it at the moment. You know, I could call if I felt I needed to. But I don't know if I'm going to use it, but it's nice to have it available. And this was actually talked about in our last advisory committee meeting, which took place on the 14th. And so I figured, why not do an app review? It seemed pretty accessible. And everything. I told it to give me alerts, so we'll see what type of alerts I get. And I will truly go now. Hope that you enjoyed the demo. Take care and make it a great one. Alright, so just to reiterate, I since had done a test incident, and I know that in all actuality, this is not a good idea, but I didn't know how this worked. And I understand where they're coming from. They are wanting to not have us do, you know, constant tests. And I completely understand where they're coming from. But when I did put my name in the field as well as my phone number and email address, I did get two text messages from a do not reply address.
410-100-159, unread, 1306, 1 of 2 from do not reply SUBJ, LA Metro Transit Watcher, 1-6. 0-2-3-4-6. Active e-message. This is a law enforcement app. Please do not send a test as you are, Kant, to a 2 using valuable dispatch resources. Thank.
Okay, so I understand that we should be using it for legitimate purposes, and I intend to do that, but I wasn't sure how this worked. I could have canceled it, and I know I have 2 incidences, and that's fine. I'm not going to test anymore. Here's what the first one said.
100-159. 1 of 2 from do not reply. SUBJ, LA Metro Transit, Watcher 16-02346 activate. Message, this is a law enforcement app. Please do not send a test as you are, Kant, to a 2 using valuable dispatch resources. Thank you, and 13-6.
Okay, so I completely agree. The other message that you might get.
100-158. 1 of 2 from do not reply. SUBJ, LA Metro Transit, Watcher 16-02346 activate. Message, Metro Sheriff deputies have been notified of your report. Thank you, Kant, 2 of 2 for using the LA Metro Transit Watch app. And
is an autoresponder.
Actions available.
So, when I submitted it anonymously, they didn't have any way of notifying me.
10-29.
I'm not going to worry about that message. So, on a real alert, which I would use it for a real alert, and you go to the submit incident, try and fill out as much as you can. And you can put the type of incident, the description, the date, and if possible, the location.
Reporter info, Jared Reimer.
And now that the reporter info is in there, it has my name and my email address and my number.
By email slash text.
And it's asking if they can
818 of your request by email slash text.
Something of your request by email or text. And I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I need to check on that more thoroughly. But I'm not gonna do any more testing at this time. I wanted to do it to see what the difference would be. If there's an incident, I'm definitely going to take a look at doing this. My intent isn't to use valuable resources. I think they know, you know, the first time they're going to tell you, you know, look, you know, it's best that you don't use it for testing purposes. And I agree.
Discard changes.
If you quit, it looks like it's going to ask. Discard changes.
Leaving the report without submission will delete all unsafe changes. Cancel. Okay. But. Okay.
Call and sheriffs. That is but. It.
Closing transit watch line.
They also sent me the same information by email. And in the case that I was testing, they reached out and asked, you know, what was up. Which they have a right to do. I'm not going to rip them. I think this is a great app. But they were asking, hi, we see you're testing the Metro LA Transit app. And the app has been tested and works. Did you send a report? Not sure if we got it. If you need help, just email. And do not send test to the Transit Police Dispatch Center, which, as I indicated, we didn't intend to cause trouble. I just wanted to see how it works, and I think that if you hear what I have done, you'll know it works. And everything else. They said that I noticed that I was testing for Ada accessibility, which I was. I wanted to see how its accessibility was. And they said that it has already been tested. And he's asking if I'm disabled and having issues with the app, which I'm not. I wanted to see how it worked. And I told them so. You know, my goal was not to cause trouble, but to see how it worked, because I had never used the app before. And so I appreciate that. My intent is not to abuse a service. And so, in a way, I'm glad they reached out. I really am. Because, you know, they're seeing these, and, you know, they want to make sure things are good. And so I am reaching out, and if I need to call in, they ask me to call in, I'm going to call in. I have nothing to hide here. So there you go. So just a little bit more information I wanted to bring to you. I'm not going to, you know, refill it out and do all of this. I don't have an incident to report. I don't want them to come out to me and, you know, have to talk to me. I understand what it's used for, but I didn't exactly know, you know, how this worked, you know, how accessible it was. And all of that good stuff. So, we will go. I will completely end this here. I do want to thank everyone for listening. You know, and use the app with care. You know, don't, you know, if you, I don't think they would mind if you sent one test, you know, to make sure you understand how to use it, but don't inundate them with tests, because that could be a problem, and you don't want to necessarily do that. So, with that in mind, I will go now, and I will see you all soon. John and I can be contacted through our website at whitecanetravel.com. But if you are listening to this through other means, you can find Jared Reimer at 68840 on the Bird's Nest and 72638 on the other line, and you can leave me voicemail over there if you are listening through these chat lines. And if you need telephone access to get to me, it's 818-921-4976 or toll free 888-521-1804. You can email and iMessage me at Jared, J-A-R-E-D, at personal.jaredreimer.net. And you may email or iMessage John at capital J Field 78 at iCloud.com. You may also call the comment line at 206-222-3144. Thanks for listening. See you soon.